How do you do? The following program will be of great interest to those who are interested in the history of our county. Information used was taken from volumes 1 and 2 of genealogical material in the Oregon Donation Land Claims, abstracted from the applications by the Genealogical Forum of Portland, Oregon. The forum received the American Association for State and Local History Award of Merit for their publication, the only organization so honored for the year west of Nebraska. Mrs. Wayne Gurley of Cascade Locks was chairman of this monumental work, in which many members of the forum assisted her, including Mr. Francis Garlow of Hillsboro, who gave able assistance. The project took over 2 years and many hundreds of hours to complete. Mrs. Gurley is also State Genealogical Records Chairman for the Oregon State Society of the National Society Daughters of the American Revolution, and has prepared this program, which is sponsored by David Hill Chapter, Daughters of the American Revolution. It is with pleasure that I present Mrs. Gurley.
Thank you, Mrs. Lepchaff. It is always a pleasure to talk about Oregon donation land claims, and today we will give special note to Washington County claims. Over 590 claimants, listing their place of residence as Washington County, received certificates for donation land claims under the Land Act of September the 27th, 1850. At the time most of these claimants filed applications for claims, Washington County embraced a part of the present Multnomah and Clackamas counties, as well as all of Columbia County. However, by January 1855, the present boundaries of the county had been established, and as a result, 81 of these claims became a part of Multnomah County, 50 were in Clackamas County, and 11 were located in Columbia County. Because early boundary lines were hazy, 16 claimants had listed their residence as Washington County, only to find out later that they were in Yamhill County, thus leaving over 430 certificates issued for donation land claims located in Washington County. The total number of claimants filing at the land office in Oregon City who received certificates for donation land claims was 5,289, but it is estimated that between 7 and 8,000 filed applications, and this would mean over 2,000 applicants did not complete requirements necessary to be granted a certificate. Of these, it is reasonable to assume that a percentage of these were in Washington County. If you think your ancestor had a claim in this area, but it is not listed in the 5,289 from the Oregon City office, it is possible that he might have been in the group that did not complete the requirements. Basically, Section 4 of the Oregon Donation Land Law, approved by the federal government September the 27th, 1850, granted to every settler or occupant of the public lands, American half-breed Indians included, above the age of 18, citizens of the United States, or having made declaration on or before the first day of December 1850, and who shall have resided upon and cultivated the same for 4 consecutive years, 320 acres if a single man, and if a married man, or becomes married within a year from the first day of December 1850, the quantity of 640 acres, one half to himself and the other half to his wife, to be held in her own right. This provision was most unusual at the time, and because of it, any woman of barely marriageable age was assured a husband. Section 5 of the law provided for those immigrating between December 1st, 1850 and December 1st, 1853, and above the age of 21 years, complying with the foregoing section, were granted 160 acres for a single man, or 320 acres if married, or if he shall become married within 1 year from the time of arrival in the territory. As in Section 4, the wife would hold one half of the claim in her own name. February 14, 1853, the law was amended to provide for the widows of men,
who, if they had lived, would have been entitled to a claim under the original act. They were granted all that their husbands would have been entitled to receive, and they had they lived, and their heirs after them. The last amendment, July 1854, granted to orphan children of the earliest immigrants who died before passage of the act, September 27, 1850, grants of 160 acres each. Each settler claiming a land donation was required to notify the Surveyor General, giving the description of his land and filing an application for said land. This application gave the claimant's name, age, place of birth, date of settling claim, and in many cases, the date of arrival in the territory. If married, wife's given name. Few bothered to give her maiden name. The date and place of marriage, and affidavits of disinterested persons regarding the settlement date and the claimant's marriage. Often these affidavits were signed by relatives or friends of the family. Two identical sets of these documents were made, and one set is to be found in the National Archives, Washington, D.C., and the second set is to be found at the Land Office, Portland, Oregon. It was the latter set of papers which was abstracted by members of the research committee of the Genealogical Forum of Portland, Oregon. In 1957, Volume 1, containing biographical information found in the first 2,500 claims to receive a certificate from the Oregon City office, was published. In May of this year, the second volume, including the remaining 2,789 claims, was completed. These books bear the title, Genealogical Material in Oregon Donation Land Claims, Abstracted from Applications, Volumes 1 and 2, and can be purchased from the Genealogical Forum of Portland, Oregon. Both books contain introductions written by Dr. Dorothy O. Johansson, Welling. Also included are interesting maps, and both volumes are fully indexed, making it possible for the first time to locate many of the early settlers. From these books, we are able to learn some very interesting facts about the early Washington County settlers. For example, we learn that Joseph L. Meek gave Christmas Day, 1840, as the date of his settlement on 642 acres of land, which was located in Township 1 North, Range 2 West, Sections 8 and 17, thus being recognized by the Land Office as the first settler in this part of the territory, then known as Tualatin County, but later to become Washington County. September 1841, John S. Griffin settled a few miles south of the Meek claim, and in October of the same year, Richard Williams took up land in the same township and range. About the same time Griffin and Williams were settling on their claims, Alvin Smith of Connecticut and his wife Abigail, who he married the 19th of March, 1840, in Adams County, Illinois, had found a location to their liking just southeast of the present site of Forest Grove. January 1st, 1842, Isaiah Kelsey of Kentucky, who had married his wife, Winnie, on the banks of the Big Platte, 1841, while on his way west, chose as their home 605 acres south of the John S. Griffin's claim. And December of the same year found the Charles Mackay family farther north in the area we know as North Plains. Early in 1843, John and Joyce Johnson of England took up 639 acres north of Mackay. And 3 months later, they had as a neighbor on the southeast, Thomas Ochen. December 1st, 1843, the Horatio N. Colder family settled west of John Johnson. Of the 1842 and 1843 years, Mackay and Colder were born and married in Canada. John Johnson was born and married in England, while Thomas Ochen gave his place of birth as England, and stated he married his wife Mary in 1838 at Red River, Canada, before coming to the Oregon Territory. This suggests reasons why these families settled as neighbors. Of the 9 settlers who took up land in 1844, George W. Ebert of Kentucky, Alexander Zachary of Virginia, and Caleb Wilkins of Ohio began their settlement in January. And the following claims were settled in this order. William A. Mills of Tennessee, William Wilson of Arkansas, Thomas Jean Naylor of Virginia, David T. Lennox of New York, Arthur Richard, and Richard White of England. Of these nine settlers, Ebert, Mills, and Richard were married in Tualatin County. Four of the nine became widowers before their certificates were issued. Caleb Wilkins' wife, Catherine, died on their claim December 1848, leaving five children. William Wilson's wife, Polly, died January the 9th, 1849, also leaving five children. Richard White's wife, Carolyn, died September the 29th, 1850, leaving seven children. And Sarah, the wife of Thomas G. Naylor, died February the 2nd, 1852, leaving six children. All but Richard White lists a second wife on later documents. John L. Northrop of New York settled on his claim December 1845, but anyone looking for the documents regarding his application for a donation land claim would not find them by that name in the Land Office Index. For John L. Northrop died February the 1st, 1859, and the certificate for this land was issued to his widow, who had remarried and is listed as Nancy Hillary. In the two volumes mentioned, special care has been made to index each name. Thus, under Northrop, you would find John L. and his wife Nancy. Also, Nancy will appear again under Hillary. Harvey Clark of Vermont and his wife Emmeline, who he married in New York, selected as their claim the land on which much of Forest Grove is now located. It was on this claim that he built a little log building which was used as a church on Sunday and school during the week, later to become Pacific University. The Oregon donation land claim papers of Henry Black of Kentucky, who settled in the area near the present town of Brevoort in March of 1845, included this affidavit: married by J. S. Griffin at the house of Robert Newell, before the congregation assembled in divine service, August the 7th, 1842, Mr. Henry Black of the United States to Lizette Warfield of this territory. Also written on the document was this statement: first marriage in Tualatin Settlement. The claim papers also tell us that Lizette Warfield Black died on their claim 15th of July, 1846, leaving four children. And Henry Black married his second wife, Mary, 27th of February, 1848, in Washington County. Benjamin Q. Tucker of Kentucky, who settled January 1845 on land where Cornelius is now located, could not resist the lure of the gold fields. He gave an affidavit that he was absent from May 1849 to June 1850, being in the gold mines of California. Prior to 1869, he and his wife, Clorinda, sold their claim to A. Montgomery. 1846 brought nine more settlers into Washington County, and of these, Michael Wren had been a member of the Puget Sound Agricultural Company. He included with his papers a document stating that he and his wife, Christiana, were married the 15th of April, 1846, in Washington County, Oregon Territory, by Reverend H. Clark of Forest Grove. John Fleet, whose claim was one of those that later was found to be a part of Yamhill County, gave an affidavit that he and Michael Wren had come to Oregon together, and he included interesting information regarding various members of Wren's family. Anyone interested in this family would find it well worth their time to read the information that can be found on page 93 of volume 1. Of the settlers of 1846, two were from Kentucky, two from Pennsylvania, and one each from Maryland, Virginia, Ohio, Maine, Canada, and Scotland. Seven claims were settled in 1847, nine in 1848, 24 in 1849, and 56 in 1850, to make a total of 128 settlers in Washington County before the close of 1850 who made application for donation land claims. Many of these early settlers had already filed their land claims under the provisional government, only to find that the bill signed by President Polk, August the 14th, 1848, creating the Oregon Territory, declared null and void all laws heretofore passed in said territory making grants of land. Among those settlers in 1850 was the Fleeman Lee family that had made the trip to Oregon in 1847, accompanied by his brothers, Philander and Philester, and their families, as well as his sister, Philinda, and her husband, Harvey Green. Harvey Green drowned while crossing the Snake River, and Philinda Lee Green married as her second husband, James Terwilliger. Their claim was one that became a part of Multnomah County before the certificate was issued. While Fleeman Lee chose the Gales Creek site for his home, Philander Lee was settling in Clackamas County, where the town of Canby is located, and Philester Lee took claim in Linn County. It was also in 1850 that John Elliott and his son George W. Elliott took adjoining claims in what is now the vicinity of Beaverton. David Hill and his wife Lucinda Wilson settled on land which is now a part of Hillsboro, but you would not find his name mentioned among those receiving certificates, nor will you find his name among the papers at the archives or the land office, for David Hill died prior to the time of the Land Act of September the 27th, 1850. His widow, Lucinda, married November the 20th, 1850, Wheelock Simmons, and the application and certificate for the land first settled by David Hill will be found under the name of Simmons. From the papers filed by Samuel E. Darnes of Virginia, who came to Oregon Territory in 1851, we find he did not take a claim until April the 1st, 1855. His 131 acres were adjoining the Tualatin River, and during high water, the logs he had cut for his house were floated away. Darnes was also away from his claim while serving in the Indian Wars. Four families by the name of Stewart settled near each other in Township 1 South, Range 2 West, while south of them we find three families by the name of Landis. Four families of Halls became Washington County neighbors, and Joseph B., Lysander C., and Robert Tupper settled near one another. Benjamin Cornelius and his three sons, Benjamin Jr., Jesse, and Thomas R., who came to Oregon in 1845, all had claims in Washington County by 1852. James Embry, born 1818 in Ohio, and his wife, May D., had 644 acres in their original claim, and by December 1864, he owned three more claims, making the total 1,260 acres. 456 and 75 hundredths acres of this land was in Columbia County, and 160 acres was the Leander A. Smith donation land claim, located not far from Embry's home claim. Washington County had as settlers persons who gave their place of birth as Norway, Switzerland, Scotland, England, Ireland, France, Germany, and Italy, as well as Washington, D.C., and 22 of the states existing in 1853. If you are searching for families who had donation land claims, it is well to keep in mind that even though the claimant you seek settled his claim very early, it does not mean that he will have a low certificate number. For example, Joe Meek, who gave his settlement date as December the 25th, 1840, did not complete his papers and receive his certificate until much later than many who came to Oregon after 1852. As a result, his number is 4,278, and the certificate for Charles Mackay's claim
was not issued until after his death in 1873, so appears under number 4,644. Also, there is often a variation of spelling. Each clerk seemed to have his own idea how some of these names should be spelled. So I suggest that you always consider all possible spellings of a name. When abstracting the documents, the research committee made note of each spelling and included all of them. It is impossible to mention every Washington County family recorded in Volume 1 and 2 of genealogical material in Oregon donation land claims abstracted from applications. However, each family played a part in the development and growth of this fine county and state.
Thank you, Mrs. Gurley. I'm sure the residents of Washington County will have found your talk interesting and informative. The subject is so fitting for this, our centennial year.